A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Lamed Aleph, Baba Metzia 31, will be doing a piece from Amud Beis, side B. However, in order to appreciate it, we have to start on the previous facing page, which is Lamed Amud Beis 30b, pagination 60, at the end of the Mishnah, which can be found about 10 lines from the bottom. In general, a person is not allowed to charge for returning the lost object. He's doing it like a mitzvah. What I mean by like a mitzvah, just like you use your wine or grape juice for Kiddush, and you use your esrig for Arba Minim, it's a mitzvah. And because it's a mitzvah, we don't charge. However, if he was actually involved in business and he was mevatel, he stopped his earnings, he's going to take a loss because of doing the Ashavas Aveda, then in general there's a concept of shelo kodem. Why is your loss more important than my loss? And therefore he would be absolved of Ashavas Aveda. And therefore, certain concepts of reimbursement will kick in if the person is taking a loss in his own finances. We have an extreme case of this where two donkeys were running away. His was worth 100, his friend's was worth 200, and he wants to get his friend's at 200. But he wants to be reimbursed for his at 100. Over here, it's not quite as extreme. He simply wants his wages. And the Mishnah says, Hayabato misela. He was losing a sela, a significant coin. Lo yomar lo, he doesn't have the right to say, ten li sela, give me the exact amount that I lost out. Elanosin lo scharo ke poel bottle. There's a concept of how much a person would be willing to get a discounted wage rate for not working. We have this concept sometimes when an employer backs out of an agreement. So the employee is out of work. So in some cases, he would have to just pay the entire wage that was agreed. But often there's a concept of poel batal, of you enjoyed your day off and you were willing to take a day off if you would get a certain amount of money, even if it wasn't the full amount of what you would get paid if you were working. Now, some people do not discount. They would rather work. But often, there's some discounted rate for not working. And therefore, we make a calculation over here how much you benefited or you're willing to discount, however we phrase it, for not having to have gone to work and instead you were returning the object. It's possible that we calculate, but I wasn't bottle. I was working on returning your lost object. I had to run quickly. I exerted myself. It could be that that gets calculated in as well once we're calculating a payment. This is discussed in Choshen Mishpat Reish Samech Hei. Im Yesham Bezdin, but if there is a court present, Masna Bifnei Bezdin, he's allowed to make a condition in front of Bezdin that he wants his entire wage reimbursed. The Mechaber describes a case where the object is worth 100-fold what he gets paid. So he says, I want my full wage. If my wage is 100 for the amount of time I'm spending on this, I want you to pay me my full 100. I'm returning an object that's worth 1,000. I want my full 100. He's allowed to make that condition. Im ein sham bezdin, However, if there is no Bezdin available, and the owner is not present for him to make a condition with him, Befnei Miyasna, the Mishnah asks, in front of who can he make the condition? He's stuck. And he's not going to get his full wage, and therefore he has the right to say, Shalo Kodem, mine comes first. Why is my loss less important than your loss? Let's take a look at the Gemara on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis 31b, pagination 62. Hayabata min asela, the first white line. If he's losing the sela, as we described in the Mishnah, la yoma lo ten li sela, he can't claim the full sela. Ela nosin lo schoro kepoel batal, he gets the wage like a poel. You'll notice batal is in parentheses. We understand the Mishnah like that, but it's not really present, because if it was, the explanation in a moment wouldn't make sense. Tana, we learned, nosin lo schoro kepoel batal, that this wage that's being described is like a worker who's not working. He has a contract, he's engaged, but he's physically not working today. How much does he get paid? My kifo a batal, amar abaya kifo a batal, shal osa malacha de batal minei. According to the amount that a person who's getting that type of wage that this person gets would be willing to discount so that he should be able to work at a lighter, easier task for this particular day. And as Rashi explains, that will depend on how difficult his work is normally and how much he normally gets paid for that work. And that calculation will be made. But we do take into account the fact that, bottom line, he didn't work. Instead, he was doing this other endeavor. Now, you'll notice very clearly over here that he will not get his full wage unless he makes the condition. There's an amazing question that's asked from a halacha that shows up in the previous siman in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samech Dalid Gimel, in which there's an understanding in the donkey case where there's a $200 donkey and a $100 donkey, and this owner of the $100 goes after the $200 to save it and loses his $100. It's understood, even without him making a condition, that he's entitled to reimbursement on the full $100. Even though there was no condition made, there was no bezdin there, there was no owner there, he's going to be able to get that. Likewise, there are those who make an analogy. You could see it in Rabbi Spitz's English Choshen Mishpat Sefer, page 35, where if a person is driving and in order to avoid a head-on collision due to the negligence of the other motorist, he swerves and he sideswipes a different car. They make a comparison that that's also an example of, I made a move to save you a great damage. You have to reimburse me the smaller damage that I incurred as a result. Even though there was no Bezdin present and there was no time to start making conditions. The Sma explains the difference. He says that by wages, the working assumption is that you would be agreeable to getting this discounted wage that we're offering you. And therefore, unless he made a condition, we're not going to affirm such a claim. And therefore, as the Mishnah concluded, he has the right to say, Shalo Kodem, mine comes first, because I'm not going to be able to get my full wage, and that's what I want. However, in the case of the donkey, in the case of the swerving of the car, which is compared to it, everybody looks at that case and understands for sure he's going to want to be reimbursed his full loss. One donkey is not more or less than the other. There's nothing that changed. He wants his full 100. But again, by wages, you indeed had a more relaxing day, a more exciting, outdoorsy, nice day. If we can make that assessment, he would get the discounted wage. And if indeed he was not able to make the Tanai, he would not be able to claim that extra full wage. And therefore, he has the right to turn around and say, I'm not obligated to take a loss of my wages in order to save you your loss. An interesting curveball that I just like to throw out there. Nowadays, there are different types of workers. There's, let's say, a 9-to-5 worker. If he misses a half hour of work to return the Aveda, his pay will get docked. There is such a thing. On the other hand, there are many situations nowadays where a person gives and takes. They take a little extra vacation time and they pay it back at a different time. And if a person is very free, kind of almost makes his own hours, one wonders, even if he picked himself up from work and theoretically is losing wage because of it, if that really counts. Because if he borrows so often from his salary time for vacation time and then pays back on weekends, let's say, he works extra hours on Sunday to make up for it, then it's possible that that's not really considered a true wage loss. And if it's not a wage loss, there are significant ramifications, because without a wage loss, he's not allowed to charge at all for Hashavas Aveda. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.